If you or a loved one are suffering from extreme withdrawal, increased irritability, or explosive diarrhea due to the lack of survivor content in your life, welcome to the fucking show.
What's going on, everybody? This is the Reality Gurus podcast. Today, we are recapping episode 11, as Dave just reminded me. Episode 11 of Survivor 46. It is the final seven. This is a little twofer kind of episode
for the people.
Yep. So it's obviously this is a late episode this week. And next week, you know, we had some travel stuff going on this past weekend for Dave, and then it's kind of that way for me this upcoming weekend. So we're gonna do a little sandwiching action here. We've got the final seven recap in this episode. We're also going to do our finale preview, which we would do next week. And then there's not going to be an episode next week. So we're gonna try to guess at what happens at this final six.
Yes.
And then get us ready for the final five in the finale.
More opportunities for us to be right, because we couldn't possibly be wrong.
That's exactly right. Yeah, this is just adding one more sure thing leg to the parlay.
Yeah. If you already got a 9-leg parlay, what's 10, you know?
Yeah, and that is tongue-in-cheek, but I also kind of just feel that way about I've been saying this over and over all season, and I've been proved wrong like 3 times already, but I feel like I just have such a read on what's going to happen at the end of this game.
That's interesting, because I feel the exact opposite. I have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm very confident that I know what happens next week. It is. You want to jump into it right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, first let's do a obituary on Venus quick. She found an idol.
She did.
She finds the fucking idol.
Which was the curse of the season.
Yeah, it really is. 3 straight people going home with an idol in their pocket. Venus, I really enjoyed in her idol search kind of montage. She had a confessional where she said, for the first time this game, I was on the wrong side of the boat last time, which I think is one hell of a way to look at her game. That is the ultimate glass half full way of looking at Venus's game, considering it's like, yes, you wrote the correct number down or the correct person's name down.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, I would say her game is the ultimate, like the person in the group who just puts their name on it. But did actually none of the work.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I mean,
wants to talk during the presentation.
Yeah, I mean, she's been like that the entire game, not just with how she's been voting, but like, she's like, oh, I did all this work, and everyone's like, no, you didn't. And then she's like, I can't believe everyone's trying to steal credit for my work.
Right.
It's not been her at all.
Yeah, at least I think she is recognizing that, because this is a pivot from what she's been saying, because it has been that all season where it's like, oh my goodness, I've been doing so much, I can't believe people aren't giving me like the credit I deserve. And now it's just like, I voted correctly every time, guys. It's like, I guess so,
right?
But it's an interesting way to look at it. And I thought This whole episode really was just like, holy Venus. Like, there was so much Venus.
Yeah.
Because she finds the idol. Then there's like this swaying, well, the challenge too, which let's focus on the Venus portion of the challenge, then the Maria portion of the challenge.
Yes, yeah.
Because there is kind of a plan to blindside Maria.
Right.
And Venus blows the plan by, like, you have to dump the ball into the net. And she... At the end, it almost looked like she tried to put her whole cup in the net, and then she was like, oh shit, wait, I gotta dump the ball, never mind. And then she just dumped the ball with the net.
Way over, yeah.
Yeah, completely terrible. Maria ends up, which that looked like a really tough challenge, so I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna badmouth too much, but really did look like with one step away from home plate, she tripped and fell.
I truly think it would have been Maria if she puts the ball in the net right there.
I think so too. And then I think Venus at that point has an idol, She would have immunity, so she would not go here. Maria, she'd be an integral part of that boat. She has an outside shot at being rowdy. I don't think she'd win, but I think she would be much more alive than she ends up being.
Yes. Yeah, I would agree. I'm sad to see her go. Honestly, like, for as much hate as we've given this season, this has been one of, like, the more, I would say, like, old school seasons of Survivor, in the sense that, like, they do not like each other. Like, no one on this cast likes each other. And it's like if like a single digit season had social media or was put into today is kind of yeah. how like what I feel this season is like, because every week too we're not only seeing the drama on TV, but then there's like something on Twitter what somebody's saying, or like people from the cast are arguing on Twitter or like subtweeting each other, and I'm here for it. Like, I am here for the reality TV portion of it. And like, Venus definitely contributed to that. And I liked watching her on TV. She may not have been the best Survivor player, but I'm glad she was cast this season.
Yeah, and I feel like some of our dislike for the season's been misplaced, where I think in terms of this is the ultimate like gameplay versus character shit.
Right.
Because I think this is a very poor season for gameplay.
Yes.
And I think there's a lot of bad players in this season. But I also think there's a lot of great characters. And I think this is a terrific season for entertainment value.
Yes.
Because there is a lot of shock and awe. There is a lot of, like you're saying, like genuine like drama and disagreement between people. And I think from that standpoint, it's like a Survivor Gabon of like, you can't look away because there's just so much shit going on. I think this is maybe like one of my favorite. It's definitely like a top half. Like, it's probably, I think it might be my favorite season of the new era, because just because there's just enough good players to make me not like totally hate the gameplay. But then, and that's where the line gets blurry, right? Because I think Tiffany is overall like a good player, but then she goes home on like a bad like gameplay deal. Yes. You know, and like I think Tevin's a good player, biggest fucking tribal council of all time, and like I do think like Charlie and Kenzie are both good players, and so like there's enough there that I'm not just like, okay, this isn't totally lost from the strategy standpoint. Like, I still think a good player can win. It's not like some of those, like I referenced Gabon, and like the final three all was like, I think Susie was maybe the most strategic person, and she was like negative entertainment value and like a lot of, for a like quote unquote the most strategic person in the final three, there was a lot of people in the jury that thought she did nothing in the game. So it's I think that there's some redeemability left in this cast. There's potential energy, I will say.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I think that like when you say it's they're good players, I still think a lot of those people you mentioned would be like pretty average on any other season. Like, I think Charlie's probably pretty average on like a season that has pretty decent gameplay. I think Maria's probably, you could probably categorize her as good. I think Tevin ends up pretty average. I think Hunter probably is on the better end of that. I think Tiffany ends up pretty average too. And maybe I'm just being hard on them, but like, I don't know.
I guess, what do you qualify as average? Like, would if a person, because for me, I would say I'm qualifying a good player as someone that I think could, well, someone I think under the right circumstances could win.
I would consider that average.
Okay, sure.
Could win the game.
I think there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of people around the 50th percentile in Survivor history that have no chance of winning if they play. You know what I mean?
You think so?
I would think so. I mean, Because, like, it, well, this season we're saying might be skewed, but, like, I think in an average season, you have, we're saying an 18-person season, there's, like, six people that could win under the right circumstances. And typically, I'd say there's, like, three that would always be trouble. But I feel like an average player, I guess I view that more as a, like, an average player to me is someone who's, like, a one-dimensional player. Like, a challenge beast who's always going to go mid-merge, or a social player that could maybe get to the end, but, like, won't be perceived having done enough to win, or maybe a strategic player that's going to get targeted late. But, like, you know, I view more good players as, like, I don't think Tiffany's necessarily one-dimensional. Tevin might be a little one-dimensional.
Let me rephrase. I think I would not look at me saying average as, like, mathematically average. That was probably a poor word choice. I wouldn't say that, like, okay, like, the middle third of players, like, percentile wise would be, like, mathematically, like, average, you know? Average in the sense that, like, I don't think they are actively good at Survivor. Sure. How's that better?
I think that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair definition.
Okay. Yeah.
The other interesting thing that kind of comes out of this immunity challenge is Maria ends up as the winner. She's going to pick for reward as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get Survivor pizza, as I just had to pause our recording to get some pizza. And
hopefully
it was
better than Survivor pizza.
Yeah, that was, like, a notoriously bad, like, thing for a while. I don't know. People still seem excited for it. I don't know. They are starving, so maybe
that has something to do with it. Those look very good.
Yeah, I agree. It kind of to me feels like freezer pizza, but if instead of putting it in the oven, you, like, microwaved it.
Yeah,
it's kind of how it looks to me. Doesn't sound great.
I still like frozen pizza, so.
I do too. That's why I had to specify microwave, because I was like, frozen pizza in the oven, I'd still eat that shit up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Maria, she wins. Somehow she does an even worse job than Q last week.
Yeah.
She wants to pick the person whose body is breaking down the most. That's a quote.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes Q. And even Q is like, I shouldn't have got picked.
He's like, I don't need reward. He's like, I'll take it, but I don't really need it.
Yeah. So she takes Ben, which is fine. Like, seems like everybody was cool with that choice. But then it's like Liz, who it's like it's well documented her struggles with the eating on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And then Venus, who is already, you know, a stick figure.
Right.
And she ends up taking Q. I feel like I see her winning chances flaming out right before our eyes, where it's like she's a huge target. She has no bedside manner, which I think is, like, the big difference between her and Charlie, is, like, we see a lot of Charlie being the, you know, kind of Mr. Bedside Manner.
Yeah.
And, you know, always giving people a pat on the back when things aren't going their way and stuff. And the other thing, too, is Charlie is kind of bearing Maria. Like, he wants Q out. And he's doing a great job of putting that in motion. And he has, for all intents and purposes, like, really turned his back on her. And I think he owes, like, the Kenzies and Liz's of the world a debt of gratitude, because he is very openly against Maria.
Yes.
For, like, kind of at the end last week and now, like, this entire episode. And they haven't really told her. Like, this could really fuck up his game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I don't even know if it could, because they all really want Maria out.
Right.
But they're really selling the, like, Maria's with Q thing. I think he's doing a good job of that, being like, everyone's like, man, is Q, like, Maria's number one almost? And he's like, yep, seems like it. And I think he's kind of taking the target of that partnership off his back a little bit.
Right. Yeah, I would totally agree. I'll address those things in order. First, starting with the challenge, the challenge picking.
Not the challenge.
The challenge. The reward picking. This is probably the first interesting thing Maria's done all season.
Zinger.
And in a season like we're just talking about, in a season that is played fully for entertainment, it seems like I couldn't have asked for a better. She was like this is something that like if they would do experiments like this in like the 1930s and we'd read about it in like a psych class and be like, oh my God, how inhumane. Like, all right, we're gonna take these 10 prisoners out on an island and starve them and then pick one of them and make them play rock, paper, scissors against each other to eat.
Oh yeah, I can't believe I left that part out. Yeah, the rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Where she didn't even have the two obvious choices be the rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, exactly. And it just screamed to me like some sort of experiment, like some sort of, I mean, I guess that's what it is, a social experiment, but like that was like, she was told to do that almost, you know, like, I don't know if like everybody seemed so uncomfortable about it. And I was like, oh my God. But like, I loved it. Like that is for I'm probably one of the number one Liz haters on the planet right now. I'm all for her rock, paper, scissoring cue for pizza. Like it cracked me up and I don't know. It didn't make me like Maria anymore. And I didn't think it was a good, game move, obviously, but for me to watch it, I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah. And it was to the point where everyone was so pissed at Maria that I felt like it was taking away from the decision of the tribal council. Like the whole scramble was just like everything kept circling back to everyone was pissed at Maria.
Right.
And I was like, can we get some fucking clarity on who's going home here?
Right. She has immunity.
Right.
And then I was going to address Charlie, Charlie's relationship with Maria next. Charlie to me is coming. We said the entire season that he seemed like a second place finisher. I think he's in the lead for me to win at this point. I think he's someone who no one on the jury dislikes. Like my whole strategy in thinking through the rest of the season is hinged upon the fact that it's going to be a bitter jury. And Charlie is someone who I think everyone likes. And is also someone who's played a good enough game, probably one of the best games, I would think, remaining, that I would be happy if he won. And I think that the jury would pick him. If I'm thinking they're going to pick regardless of gameplay, I think he's probably their choice anyway, even though he's also played the best game. So I think he can really, like, I think he'll do a good job of spinning Final Tribal to be like, I knew when I had to cut Maria. Like, I think that is probably his biggest, like, probably, if he gets rid of Maria, that'll be his token move. But, like, in my opinion, his best strategic move this season was knowing when to hop off of being her number one. I think that was, like, pivotal for how he is perceived and where his position is in this game. Because if he just, like, stuck with her even through all of this, like, he might be on the bottom with her, you know?
Well, yeah, I think pivotal is a perfect word to describe his position right now, because this is the spot in the game that I think if he, whether he wins or doesn't, the start of that result begins at this vote.
Yeah.
Because if he wins, then yeah, it's right time to cut Maria. They do a waiting move while she has immunity. Then maybe they go after Maria and or Q next week and then like get the other one. And then he can kind of work his way into the – maybe he wins an immunity. And he can kind of work his way into the final three that way. But just to be contrarian a little bit, I think that this could also be – I think Charlie with, like, one of the other juries from this – from the new era, I do think he is kind of the front runner to win. But I think we've talked about this kind of an old school kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking personal feelings into account a lot more. I think, you know, we're going to do predictions and stuff, but I think that there is an interesting dynamic at play here where he is like the by the book smart guy, does all the smart moves, has all the control, tries to like execute the social game well, just by like kind of doing the right, like, hey, I should talk to that person, bolster our social bond. So he does that, but like, I don't know if it like generates the end goal that he's like looking for, you know? It seems to. But I also think there's something to the fact of like, it doesn't really make that much sense to keep Q. Like, I think if it's between Q and Venus, it does actually make more sense to get rid of Venus. Even though neither of them are really that threatening.
Right.
But I do think there's an aspect of everyone hating Q so much.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, withholding people from getting that satisfaction. And, like, even if his game is better than, like, say, Kenzie's, like, she's going to be the, like, the people's champ, the underdog of, like I see Venus exiting the game and her, like, we could talk about her conversation with Charlie because I think she's totally in the wrong. But even if she is totally in the wrong, she's the one who's casting the jury vote.
Right.
And, like, so if Kenzie has been with her all along and Charlie is, you know, like, she will pitch it as, like, Charlie was dumb for not going along with me.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's dumb, he doesn't deserve my vote. When in reality, you know, it was maybe a smart thing to do.
Right.
Right. But I could very easily see a lot of people just kind of favoring Kenzie on a personal level and people taking this vote more personal, and maybe she beats him on that.
Yeah, I would. If you're looking at the jury as purely who do I like better, like absolutely no gameplay, I think like Kenzie is probably Charlie's only like competition. I think though, like, you're gonna have people who are bitter. Like, I mean, as like Tiff, for instance, we'll take Tiff. She is not voting for Q under any circumstance, right?
Right.
Like that is my opinion. Outside of that, I think she's probably gonna pick who she thinks played the better game.
Right, but I think people are letting. I think people are going to vote based on that, but I think they're letting their feelings influence who they see as the person who played the best game.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Like, yeah. I think she likes Kenzie, and like Kenzie not going along with her blindside might work perfectly for her because I think Kenzie will have done enough and Charlie was maybe against Tiffany just enough for it to like slightly tip the balances in Kenzie's favor, like for that vote, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I could totally see it. I'm just personally leaning Charlie at this point in my mind on who I think is going to win. And it's purely because of the edit we've been getting from Kenzie, like the past few weeks where like, She's not in the position she was at the beginning of the merge or in the middle of the merge. Like, come end game, I don't think she's had very much say at all.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I do really believe that, like, I mean, if I had to vote right now, I would vote for, well, I'd probably vote for Maria, but part of that is because, like, I think she gets to the end. She's played the best game, but I don't think she does get to the end.
So, I think if Q got to the end from this point, that's a miracle and he should win.
I have an interesting thing on that later. Opened up something there. Okay. But yeah, I think of the people, I think that Charlie, Kenzie, Ben, and Liz are like the most likely to get to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the final three is probably some combination of those four. And if you were saying vote for one of them, I would vote for Charlie. I think Charlie has played the best game so far.
Yes.
We've yet to see the, you know, three more eliminations and then the final jury questioning. So we will see on that. But yeah, I would agree. I think Charlie's played the best game to this point.
Yes.
I did want to talk real quick that Venus conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had an excellent point last week that she has great reads.
Mm-hmm.
And always knows like what's kind of the smart thing to do.
Yes.
Except she never applies it to her own situation.
Yes.
Like, she says, I'm pretty sure this is like as close to a direct quote as you can get, but like, Charlie understands trust is a two-way street. And then totally stonewalls him about like, I have some information. Like, she didn't even need to say that. Like, he wasn't even like he was looking for information. Right. She just out of nowhere is like, I have some information. He's like, oh,
yeah,
sounds fun. And she's like, I'm not telling you. It's like, well, why would you even bring it up?
Yeah.
And, you know, just, I mean, after her, how her game is gone, how does she not realize the flaws in her approach? I really don't understand that.
Yeah. Like, I genuinely think, like, she has been, like, I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but she has been, like, right. Like, she is spot on with, like, her confessional. Like, anytime she has a conversation, a strategic conversation with someone else, and they cut to her in confessional, she's, like, sharp with the read. Like, on it. And then the funny thing is, she's always being perceptive about things that also apply to her, but never thinks that what she, her astute perception, never thinks it's about her, you know, or, like, never thinks to apply it to herself. And, like, I that makes for a good TV also, because you're like, that's ironic when you're watching it. But, like, I don't know in what world she thought that was a good idea, but she tweeted about it afterwards or something about how, like, or maybe said in an exit interview that, like, yeah, I understand where, like, I went wrong there. Like, I'm not, she wasn't, like, sticking up for it after the fact, so.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, I didn't catch that. So, I mean, props are for recognizing it after the fact.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Real quick, before we kind of jump into our previews for look aheads, I did have two very interesting confessional stats here. One is half something to do with this season. I saw a stat that Banu in his four episodes had more confessionals than Parvati did in her winning season. He has one more. Cool. He had one more, which I thought was very interesting. The other one does have to do with this season. So we have reached what I'm going to call the Great Divide, as Venus, our fourth most confessionals given person, is voted out. There's a clear top three. It's Q, it's Charlie, and it's Kenzie. And they have 67, 64, and 63, respectively. So Q, I thought for a while, like, he was going to get voted out and he was going to have by far the most and someone would catch up to him. If you told me he made it to the final six, like one episode away from the finale, I would have said, well, he's going to finish the season with the most. But now, after how things have gone, I think it's maybe impossible for him to finish the season with the most, even though he's been a great confessional giver. He's only given five, then five, then four the last 3 weeks, which is still a lot, but his season average is over six. So, but the interesting thing is, like I said, Kenzie third with 63. We have a great divide. And then we have Liz, Maria, and Ben at 30, 30, and 29, respectively. Oh. Ben sneaky in last place now, out of nowhere. He has gone one, then two, then two, then one the last 4 weeks. He is
invisible. I've seen some discourse about Ben in general about how he has changed over the season, how his personality has changed over the season. And, like, originally he was, like, very loud, very outgoing, very, like, rah-rah morale guy. And he just kind of, like, is out there. He, like, seems miserable, right?
Yeah, I think that the Q crazy tribal council where Tevin went home, I think that was where Ben kind of decided that he had enough. I think that's where we see the most poignant, like, personality shift in him. Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame him at all for being miserable. I mean, you're out there, you're starving and you're sleep deprived and you're uncomfortable. So, like, even the best people can't, like, be happy-go-lucky the entire time you're on Survivor. So I'm not, like, saying by any means that he should stay the way he was. It's just interesting. We don't usually see that big of a swing in someone's personality. Usually it's more of, like, a gradual, or, like, they're, you know, a little on edge or angry or whatever, you know. But, like, it seemed very stark. And it was just something I noticed. I don't really have a comment on it, but it was just interesting to me that when it was pointed out.
Well, I had something for Ben. And this kind of works out perfectly for this kind of episode because it's something that happened last week, but it will be addressed next week's episode, which is the fact that he voted for Kenzie. And it was the sneak peek for this week. They do the sneak peek every week on Twitter. And it was the sneak peek, which is typically just the first scene of the next week, where he tells Kenzie that he voted for her. Do you want to know what his logic was?
What was it?
He just kind of had a brain fart and he forgot who to vote for and he wrote her name down. Isn't that in fucking sane?
That's crazy. He's like, let me vote for my only ally.
Yeah, he is like, I mean, at that point, it's either you're actively working against Kenzie, which he's not, right? Yeah. Or, like, you just can't be trusted to be worked with. And it's, like, I feel like it is just, like, it's not a microcosm of his game, but it's kind of the, like, straw that broke the camel's back in any kind of, like, Ben is good truther.
Right.
Where, like, this whole season, it's just kind of been, like, I'll be honest, I have not been the biggest Ben fan because I feel like, number one, if I was out there with him, like, he is a lot. And I like kind of lose patience for like that kind of stuff. Like I don't think there's anything wrong with his personality. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like I have a shorter kind of not fuse, but you know,
he's not really our type of guy.
Right. And that's fine. And I still think that he's the kind of guy that like if I was out there, I could like get along with because you never know like how bored you're gonna feel and like you never see the behind the scenes, right? But I do feel like, especially with this whole deal with Q, he seems very like high horse, like holier than thou.
Yeah, he does.
And I don't appreciate it because I think that what happened with Q, like okay, it is like bullshit to be like, I want to quit and then to not actually quit. I do think that's bullshit. And but like I feel like people like Liz is doing this too, where it's like he just kind of caused chaos, but nothing really changed about that vote.
Yeah.
To me, it was kind of just like an eye roll moment. But I feel like there are a couple people, and I think it is like Ben and Liz, and like maybe Tiffany was doing this too, where it is, and Venus maybe too, where it started this like hardcore anti-Q movement of he's like a bad guy.
Right.
And that I don't see at all because I think he said something that he felt in the moment and then, but he's like a quitter, but he's not. And it's like, he wants to like, he's always the person like he says what he shouldn't have said, but like he's still going to put in the effort as if like he's going to work really hard to not quit. And it's like, well, if you just never said that you wanted to quit, like everyone would just think you're a hard worker kind of thing. And right. It's like his real mistake is like saying something, like saying his internal monologue like out loud. But I don't know. It's just kind of rubbed me the way that everybody has kind of vilified him because – again, to me, it's just kind of like, okay, he's unserious. This is our kind of like eye roll. Like Q's always doing something like dumb and quirky and random. But it should not be this like, he's a villain kind of thing, which is like Ben has called him a villain. Right. Liz has all but done it as well. And like, I mean, we went deep into it with Liz too, of like, I don't know what he's done negative to her, really.
Yeah.
Besides, like, until the not taking her on the thing, which that right. for her was like the straw that broke the camel's back was not taking her on the reward. Mm-hmm. When I think in reality, that was kind of the first, like, microaggression.
The first?
Yes. Yeah, so the first straw that might eventually break that camel's back.
Said camel. But yeah, as we know, I'm a Q truther, part of QAnon, if you will. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with the way Q has played this game, like really at all. I mean, it's kind of fucked that like he didn't take Liz, but like it's his decision. If Liz, I'm very much of the opinion if Liz wanted food, she should have won the challenge. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
She's not entitled to be taken. But even that aside, like, you're right. Like, in many, many other seasons, when gameplay is the focus, Q probably just goes home in that episode at that tribal when he says, "I want to quit." With any amount of decent players, they can scrap together in mm-hmm. a few minutes and figure that out. But alas, he doesn't, and he stays. Again, like, I think even if he stays in a different season, like, this is forgotten, like, in 2 days. Like, everyone's like, "Why did you do that?" He's like, "I don't know. I just felt, that's how I felt in the moment, and I don't know. And they're like, "Okay." Like, it caused some chaos. Again, like you said, it caused some chaos, but, like, what damage did it really do? Like, it wasn't like he, like, pointed someone out at Tribal and was like, "If you don't vote that this person out, I quit," you know? Like, or, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
He didn't, like, victimize anyone. And I think that word is a good way to describe what Liz and Ben do to themselves. I feel like they really victimize themselves over things. And, like, I don't understand why. Like, no one has we'll take us before Q doesn't pick Liz for the reward. Before that point, no one had victimized Liz or Ben. Like, I would say people were actively nice to Ben. Kenzie was very nice to Ben, helping him through when he had that episode at night, you know? And mm-hmm. like, I haven't seen on screen at all anyone be mean to Ben. We've seen some confessionals where people are like, "Yeah, Liz kind of like rubs me the wrong way," but like, we haven't seen anything about them saying anything to her directly either. And I don't understand what, like, I feel like that's more of just how they are. Like, they just victimize themselves, and I don't get it. And Q just happened to be, I don't know if it's like, he's the jock, he's the athlete, he's the one who always has gotten his way, he's successful, but Liz is successful too. And I saw a clip on Twitter of, like, I think Q, did you send it to me? Where Q was saying, Q was saying to Liz, like, "We come from the same place. I don't understand why you are doing this to me, because we've had a very similar life experiences and we've ended up in the same place." Like, I feel like Ben and Liz think he is, like, the stereotypical, like, always got his way jock, like, has, like, bullied, like, that, their archetype almost. And, like, that's who they latch on to be victimized by at any, like, sort of inkling of being not included.
Yeah,
my rant.
Yeah, I think I agree. I, like, Ben does seem to me like, I would agree with what you said about Ben, and he does seem like the kind of guy that, like, has maybe dealt with that in the past and is secure enough in himself at this stage in life to where he feels strong enough to stand up for himself and others who are facing that.
Right.
And I feel like he maybe views Q as that, where it's like, really, he just had, it was kind of like, I hate to, like, you know, if he truly has a problem with what Q did, to, like, I hate to call it like a moment of weakness for Q, but kind of is what it was. Like, he was just like, "I feel like I've kind of screwed some people over, like, just fucking vote me out." Mm-hmm. And they were like, "And hey, by the way, you could have fucking done that." There was a lot of people who wanted to vote him out at that, in that time. And there was a smaller group of people who, like, Tiff, one of them included, who was like, "Okay, fine, like, Q, persona non grata, we'll get him later, let's focus on Tevin." And then she does not, she, like, lets her hatred of Q consume the rest of her game.
Right.
And so, like, that is where I think I am on Ben, where, like, I think Ben is maybe vilifying Q a little more than he should. But I also think that if Q was the villain that Ben thinks he is, that I don't think he's doing anything wrong to be like, "I have a personal vendetta against this guy." I don't have a problem with that at all. I just don't actually think that that's what Q is. So, like, it doesn't really bother me.
Right.
The thing with Liz I definitely have more of a problem with Liz. Like I said, with Ben, his actions, I think, are totally justified in his own mind, and it's all, like, his perception of Q. And I'm not out there on the island, so, like, I think fair is fair for Ben. Liz...
Right, like, feel how you want, you know, like, we're just analyzing it from an entertainment standpoint, right? Like, you can feel however you want, it doesn't matter. If you want to vote Q out for no reason at all, do that.
Right. Liz, I have a problem with because she has, like split personality almost, where there's one version of Liz who is, like, you know, the, like, kind of quirky, kind of funny, like, I'll just say what I think. I don't care. Like, I'll like, say, like, oh, I'm, like, you know, the suspected billionaire, whatever, like, lean into that joke, like, all that stuff, and, like, real nonchalant. But then at the same time be like, I'm like, people are actively against me. I'm actively having things taken away from me. Like I really don't like the idea of some, it's almost like the, like, people hate this in sports too. Like the quarterback who's like too cool for school at, like, the podium. And then they bitch to the refs that they want to flag every single play. And it's like, dude, are you that guy or are you not? Like, either just be, like, nonchalant about it and go do the fucking thing, or be a pussy about it. And, like, you can bitch about, like, the flags and, like, not getting taken on the reward, or, you know, people, quote unquote, blowing up your game or whatever. But just be a pussy the whole time then. Like, it's like,
right, yeah,
it's a very harsh way to say it, but just, like, I mean, just be whiny all the time, which, like, she kind of is starting to just be. But, yeah, like,
right.
I don't know how else to say it. Of, like, you cannot be. That that's what starts to rub people the wrong way. Is, like, if she was just having a really hard time and everyone was dicking her over, like, constantly, you kind of feel bad for her, right? And if she is kind of doing the, like, too cool for school, like, oh, I'm, you know, the billionaire, whatever, I'm not going to look for idols. Like, I'm going to take a nap while everybody else looks for the idols. Like, yeah, almost like this stuff is, like, beneath me. Then don't get mad when things in the game, like, don't go your way if you fucking couldn't care less.
Right, yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, be true. It's like a character in a TV show where it's like, you know, they've been working towards one thing and they do something completely different. You're like, that's not that character. That's kind of what annoys me about Liz, is that she's, like, wants to have her cake and eat it too. She wants, like, people to take her on rewards and, like, be nice to her and stuff. But then she also wants to be the, like, I mean, I keep overusing the term too cool for school, which I never even fucking say to begin with. But, like, that is kind of, like, how she acts. She's fucking, like, sits in, like, if they had a hammock, she'd be sitting in the hammock all day. Instead, she just, like, takes fucking naps or real scrambles, like, for the idol. And, like, I kind of want her to get, like, idled out or some shit like that. And it's like, oh, I would get freaking idled out. And it's like, fucking yeah, you would, because you would never have one because you never look for one.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, I did not realize how much pent-up Liz energy I fucking had until right now.
I mean, that's – I've been getting it off my chest all season. I don't – I think she is one of my least favorite Survivor players of all time. Like, I have not liked her since the beginning, even before all this. And – I continue to not like her now. Her game continues to make no sense to me. Anything she does on screen doesn't make any sense to me. She is someone who I would, like, never be friends with in real life. Someone who I don't enjoy watching on TV. I just, like, I don't like her at all. I think, I don't know. Her narrative has changed on this podcast, though, because in the beginning we said she was a dud of a cast. And I do not now think that not. Anymore.
Yeah. She makes this feel one thing or the other.
Yeah, true.
That is her thing. Is, like, she is like a classic modern day Survivor player where most people don't like her, but there's a very loud minority that really stand the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, like, there's days that I wonder, like, is Liz that popular? And then there's another episode, like, at some time in the next 7 days where I'm like, and then I see the immediate discourse is like, Liz kind of blows, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's right, Liz kind of blows. But then it's just like the people who are chronically online all week who are like, gas up Liz, and I'm like, oh fuck, did people like Liz this week? And then it's nope, they didn't.
Also, like, her and Ben are the last ones standing of this like weirdo brigade that they cast this season. And like we talked about this in the beginning, where like usually this archetype, the weirdo archetype, has like one or two people per season. And for some reason this season it was half the cast. And I'm just over it. And like I think part of it is us taking out our frustrations about that casting now because we're just sick of them. But
I do think that you could argue that we were being fair and just were making points until you called them the weirdo brigade. And then it might sound a little hateful.
I don't like them. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, the logic still stands with everything I said, and my opinion still stands.
Yeah.
They were the weirdo
I thought that was funny. All right, let's move past this quick. Let's do a little finale preview. So we both got a boot order that we think is going to happen. We always run this down. Usually just, like I said, the episode before the finale, but this time we're going to include the final six boot as well.
Mm-hmm.
I also, I told you to come prepared with this too. I kind of like the idea of maybe doing like a crazy scenario you'd maybe like to see that you think is improbable.
We always do a chaos scenario.
Yes. So would you like to go first or second for, and I guess we could do, well, I guess it makes more sense to do the actual boot order first. So let's start with that
second. Cause I never go second.
All right. So I'll go first here, at Dave's request. The boot order. Like you were saying that you're kind of all over the place. I feel like I'm seeing the ball here. I think the final six, and this is kind of a cop-out, but I think the final six and the final five will both be Q and Maria. I think one will be one and the other will be the other. And I think the way that we get there is that they've hammed up this Maria and Q deal. I think we're going to get 2-2-2 vote split next week. I think Charlie goes all the way in against Maria. And I think we could get potentially Maria. I think if you do a 2-2-2, I think it only makes the most sense to then vote out Maria. But I could also see a scenario where Q goes home next week. But I do think, I've said all along, I think Maria is a vote out. I feel that even more so now in the last like 2 weeks as her edit has really ramped up. I think she is either fifth or sixth, and then Q is like the other one. I just feel like Q, I don't know. I just feel like there's enough disdain for him and the people that are left that he is the ultimate, like, I just don't like this guy enough that I'm going to vote him out. And I'm going to throw a strategy out the window and I'm just going to vote this guy out because I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a modern Survivor thing to do, but I think it's the truth. Because I'm so confident in that, that's why I was saying earlier, I think one of like Ben, Liz, Charlie, Kenzie, like one of them is the winner, because I'm pretty certain that that's the final four. And I guess we usually pick a fire winner. I don't really know. I have Ben being the Elim there. To me, it just feels like he doesn't have enough story for him to be a finalist. Like, I think in the modern or in the new era, I think even the losing finalists, they kind of try to make like a silver lining, like a la like the Romeo like deal, yeah, you know, yeah, or yeah. Or like Carolyn was a zero vote finalist who was like a dominating character.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they try to give some oomph to all of the finalists now,
yeah,
even more so than they did in the past. I just feel like Ben doesn't really have that. I think that he, yeah, like his edit has kind of become like one dimensional of like a I don't want to go back in on it, but like it is almost like a like pity party of like, you know, I don't like Q and Q gets to stay and that's no fair, and then like he gets taken on the reward and like it's like, oh, like Ben like hasn't eaten like all this stuff, like it, that's fine, like if he hasn't eaten, like he can get taken on rewards and stuff like that, but it's just like, you know, he's he's kind of getting what he wants, except for with Q, and then all we'd hear about is how he's not getting what he wants.
Right.
And it's like, you know. Looking at it, I would think that one of Charlie or Kenzie beats him in fire, and the other one is the one who kind of who wins that last challenge. Mm-hmm. I could see a scenario where Charlie wins that last challenge and he does the overthinking fiesta.com bit where he's like, oh, I think I can beat Kenzie, but I think it's close. So I'll take her so she doesn't get the big move of winning fire. And then I could see Liz versus Ben, and I could see Liz beating Ben. Because
mm-hmm.
Liz, her edit is a little underdoggy.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like after everything she went through, like it would be, I think her edit at the end is like, even if she comes in third, going into fire, it would be nice for Liz to get a win, is kind of how I think they want you to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if she does get that win, like it's kind of like Jake too last season, where it's like everything is just like fuck, like getting like fucked over for him, and it's like he wanted to go into that last fire making challenge so that he could be like, I fucking did something. Right. Like everything went wrong, but I did something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could be the view for Liz as well.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I do think Liz gets into one of the final three seats. I don't think she gets a vote. I'm looking at the group. I really struggle to see. I could see a couple people where she would be their second choice.
Right.
But I do not see anyone that she would really be their first choice.
Mm-hmm.
I think anyone who is going on likability would go Kenzie over her. And I think anyone who's going on gameplay would go Charlie over her. And she doesn't have any like tight number ones that would just throw her a bone.
Yeah.
So at that point, it's Kenzie and Charlie, and I haven't gone through all the jurors, but I do feel like the consensus kind of is that, like, we've seen, like, I think Tevin would probably be up in the air, probably worked a little closer with Charlie. Soda, I also think, is kind of up in the air, but, like, Hunter, we saw some close one-on-ones with Kenzie to the point where, like, he's the reason she went out. Hunter feels like a game-recognized game kind of guy.
Yeah.
Tiffany, that was like her ride or die, who technically never screwed her over.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I think you could make the case in Tiffany's own brain for Kenzie playing better than Charlie, even before you get into the personal stuff. Venus, I think, is going to be anti-Charlie because of what just happened, and probably pro-Kenzie because they kind of became like allies almost.
Right.
Q has gone out of his way to compliment Kenzie
mm-hmm.
on multiple different times about like how good of a player she is. And he's kind of been the, like, or she's kind of been his, like, she's dangerous, like, person all season in confessionals. And at the same time, I feel like Charlie, a lot of time we see Charlie and Q, it's Q thinks that Charlie just made a mistake, and he's going to tell him how to not make that mistake again. Like, I feel like Q does not respect Charlie as a player, I don't think. And so then I think, based on my other two votes, I think Maria would vote for Charlie. And then I think Ben, it would be a toss-up. We've seen him be close with Kenzie. He's been with Charlie the whole time. He voted with Charlie to vote out Tiffany, and they didn't tell Kenzie. So I think Ben could go either way. But I think like there's one surefire vote for Charlie, and there's a lot of them for Kenzie. And it's one of those things where you're like, looking at their game, it's like Charlie probably played a little bit better game than Kenzie. But then you start to look at every juror and you're like, this might be a landslide the other way. And so I am going to stick with a claim that I made like early merge, which is that I think Kenzie is going to be the winner. And I'm not sure that it's going to be particularly close. I think there's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 jurors there will be. I think it's like a 6-2.
Mm-hmm. For me not being remarkably clear on how I felt,
you got the same thing.
Well, not exactly the same, but it's very, very similar. They shake up very similar. I have Maria going next. I think that as a recency bias to everyone else, because I mean, really, it's every day, right? Like it's a day ago she did that for the reward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Yep.
So, like, literally, it happened yesterday, but, like, to us, it was a week ago, you know? Like, a day ago. I think that's still going to stick in their mind. Usually, we say, like, 99% of the time, picking reward challenges and things like that has no effect on the outcome of anything. But this is the season where I think it might, because of how much it's been built up and how everyone is all pissy. So I think Maria goes next. I then think they're faced with the reality that, we can't let Q make it to Final Tribal, you know? Like, I think that's going to be the narrative, is, like, everyone's going to rally against this horrible villain that is Q, and we can't let him make it to Final Tribal, not because he can win, but because he doesn't deserve it. Cool. So I think Q goes next.
Okay.
Get
Q to the finale, though. Fuck yeah. I said, get Q to the finale, though. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. I then think Ben also, to me, feels like the Fire loser. I've said that since the merge, I think.
Yep. Yeah, you have been on that for a while.
Yeah. So I just think that he just feels like the Fire loser. I don't have any other way to describe it other than that's just my gut feeling on what I just, he just, that's where he fits. I think Charlie wins immunity and takes Liz. Mm-hmm. So Kenzie's beating Ben in Fire.
Okay.
And I think Liz is zero of a finalist, but I think Charlie beats Kenzie. I think that enough people will have had enough time out of the game to kind of, and enough conversations with other people on the jury who have played or who've been in the game longer than they were, to kind of come to the conclusion that is my own personal conclusion. That's kind of why I came to it, is because I'm like, I think this, so that's what everyone else is going to think once they actually think about it.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to be like, okay, Kenzie maybe didn't have as much power as we thought she did, or as much as she did when I was voted out. So Charlie also has, not that winning immunities is everything, but he's been a strong immunity competitor. And he's controlled most votes. So I just think that even if you're looking at the personal relationships, I would agree it goes to Kenzie, but I think that it's not going to be as dramatic as we want it to be, and not going to be as bitter of a jury as we want it to be. And I think it's going to go to Charlie, and either way, they both, in my opinion, deserve to win, Kenzie and Charlie both. So I wouldn't be unhappy with either one, but I think Charlie ends up getting it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be disappointed with either one. I think that they both kind of represent two of the more common winner games. Kenzie of like a, you know, they did show her like a little bit of like Queen of the Bottom Feeders this week, like getting Venus, getting Liz, like all that, like using all available resources. Everyone's vote counts the same. Like that kind of resourceful underdog, never say die, gritty kind of deal. And she's also kind of the social butterfly. So she's kind of two archetypes in one there. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Charlie is the kind of just like played the best game, had the most control, made the most good decisions, and that's a perfectly fine person to vote for as well. So mm-hmm. I would agree. I'm fine with either one.
Mm-hmm. I now would like to go first for the chaos. Okay.
Let's hear it.
I have, this is my own personal heaven chaos scenario. Sure. I have Maria going next also. That's staying the same. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a little written on the wall. I mean, she may not go this week and I may sound dumb, but I just think that's where she fits. She just feels like a vote out to me. It's either six or five. So I think she goes next. I then think, how was it? Q finds an idol.
Oh boy.
And idols out Kenzie.
Ooh. Okay.
I then think, so that's five. So it'd be Maria, Kenzie. And then we have Charlie, Q, Ben, and Liz in the final four. I think then Charlie, it would have to be, I think Q wins final immunity,
mm-hmm.
puts himself into Fire against Liz and beats her.
Okay. Against Liz.
Yeah. And so then you have Charlie, Ben, and Q in the finale. And I think Charlie ends up winning that too. But I wish it was Q. In my ultimate heaven scenario, Q wins that. But I don't think that there's really any scenario where he wins with this jury. But my fan fiction would be Q sending Liz home in fire.
Well, okay, so I mean, mine is fan fictiony too, but I kind of do a full Mac here, like, you know, the half Murphy full Murphy deal, yeah, from David Murphy.
Yeah.
I kind of do a full Mac here where mine is Q finds an idol at the final six.
Okay.
But he wins immunity.
Okay.
And he's tasked with, does he use it for Maria or does he save it for himself? He's going to save it for himself. I also had Maria out in sixth. There is then, Q does not win the final five challenge. I had Charlie winning the challenge.
Okay.
And I also had Q idling out Kenzie. And I also had Q winning the final four challenge and putting himself into fire. But I had it against Charlie.
Okay.
He takes out the last big threat and wins.
Okay.
And then you have Q sitting next to his two biggest haters in the final three. And it's a kind of deal of like, what has Liz done? What has Ben done? Q, yes, he's definitely had some downs, but he's also had some great moments of control. And it would be the very early and very late merge. And yeah, he at that point would have two individual immunities. I don't think he's won one to this point, right?
I don't think so.
So he would have two individual immunities. He'd have a correct idol play, which nobody else would be able to say. Mm-hmm. And it would be to get out one of the biggest threats. He also would have put himself into fire to beat one of the other biggest threats. Mm-hmm. And it would be like a sweep of like poetic justice if like the guy that they all hated at the end is like, fuck, I guess we got to respect this guy. And he got the votes to win. I think it could never happen because, yeah, I don't think Tiffany would ever vote for him. Mm-hmm. I don't think Venus would ever vote for him. Liz and Ben, though, are two very anti-Q people.
He'd be sitting up against them.
And they're not going to vote against him because they're next to him. And so then it like turns into like, could Kenzie respect it? Like, probably not. Like, could Charlie? Maybe, actually.
Yeah.
Could Maria? I think she could. I think Tevin could. I think, yeah, Hunter maybe could.
Yeah.
And so that is my like wildest dream is like I think in that scenario, he's first. Liz gets maybe like one vote and Ben is third with zero. But I do think the second most likely person to win in that scenario would be Ben. Like if no one can get over their Q hatred, then like all the Q votes go to Ben.
We go to Ben.
Like Kenzie would be an easy vote to Ben. Charlie would. Maria would. Yeah. Like there's a lot of easy votes going on to Ben. So
yeah.
That's my ultimate thing.
Is it funnier to have Q beat Liz in fire or to have Q beat Liz and Ben at final trial?
The second is funnier to me. I think it's like much more far-fetched.
I think
Q getting to the end at this point is like his equivalent of winning the game.
Oh yeah.
Because of just everything that's happened to him. Like I do think that would be such a win to be at the final 10, having that episode at the Tevin boot and having it change absolutely nothing but fucking himself,
mm-hmm,
to come all the way back to get in third. Cause like, it's not that he would have been dragged there. Like, yes, people could have voted him out whenever, but he also has been getting votes. So there have been a lot of people whose genuine plan was to vote Q out on the night that they went home.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been involved in some of that. And like part of it is definitely Maria, like bringing him along for the ride, but mm-hmm, he will have earned it, I think, honestly.
If he makes it, that's what I kind of said at the beginning, is like, if he makes it to the end, I think I would vote for him to win because he would have had to do some crazy stuff to get there.
Yeah, I mean, it would depend on who he sits against. Like, if he sits, yeah, next to Charlie or Kenzie, I would still have a hard time not voting for one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was him, Ben, and Liz, I do think, like, it would depend on how they get there. But there's definitely an argument to be made.
Yeah, my ultimate dream would to have him put himself into fire against Liz, and to just be like, man, like, do the whole quit thing again. Like, I'm just gonna sit there. I'm not even gonna make it. Like,
and then he fucking bangs the flint once and it goes up in flames.
Yeah, he like sits there for a second. Liz is like rushing around, putting her stuff, and he
And Jeff goes, "Q, you blew up my whole tribal council."
He like starts putting the husk like slowly. Yeah, he just like racks the flint once and it just engulfs it. Like there's lighter fluid on it.
That would be comedy. Oh my god. Okay, so yeah, I think we're in pretty close to lockstep of like anything Q does would be very, we'd be very for the rest of the season just because he's a wild man.
Yeah,
and then we're thinking Charlie versus Kenzie.
Yeah. Yep.
The other big threat being Maria, but we both think she's a boat out.
Yeah, which is crazy because like right now, like if it was Charlie, Kenzie, and Maria sitting at the end, I'd probably vote for Maria.
Yeah, I think they've shown enough that it's like people could maybe vote for Charlie or Kenzie just on the like personal stuff of like people don't like the way Maria's gone about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think this was an inflection point, was this choosing of the reward people. Because she could even choose who she chose.
Mm-hmm.
And it still like would rub people the wrong way, but it's not as bad as the way she went about it.
Right.
So.
Well, I like totally respect Venus for saying like, I'm not going to beg. And also if I was in that situation, I would just pick who I wanted. Like,
yeah, and I thought Venus in Final Tribal, I was rooting for her in that discussion for sure. Because totally. I felt like she was being genuine. She wasn't saying anything crazy she was like, where Maria was like, you be in that situation and like, do you do it too? She's like, it would have been a tough situation, but I wouldn't make people fucking rock, paper, scissors and like sit there for fucking forever. Like, I think she was totally in the right there.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Let's do a little wrap up here. Fantasy Survivor. I didn't tally up this week yet because we just did the rankings. But
it's so close.
Liz is your final player.
She is. I wish you want to trade. I don't want her on my team.
Well, that's the thing is I could trade you everyone for Liz, but I would still win, I think, because I have enough of a lead.
Give me Maria for Liz. Give me anyone. I don't care. Give me Ben. I want her off the team.
But yeah. Venus was your player, which means it's time for a done chain. So this is kind of twofold because you have to make one for this week and then we kind of need a contingency for next week.
In case I lose Liz?
Well, or me. The much more likely scenario of someone other than Liz goes home and then it's I have to make one.
Right. Yes.
Which I think I'll just make it easy on that. I'll bury the lead here.
Yeah.
And if someone other than Liz goes home next week, I will be done chaining Liz.
Mm-hmm.
If Liz goes home next week, I don't have to give one because it's on Dave's team. And then I'm done. Yes. So I go into the finale with Q and Liz done chained. Q and potentially Liz done chained.
Yes.
Which I love my odds.
I am much trickier here.
Yes. So, Dave, you have Q, Ben, and Liz all done chained already.
I do.
So this does get very tricky, but I feel like I might have an idea.
Yes. The first pick that I must make is a lot easier. I'm going with Maria here as my pick for this written in stone, cemented in. If Liz goes home next week, I would be shocked, first of all, if Liz went home next week.
I would be
my mouth would be on the floor. That leaves me between Charlie and Kenzie on who to dunchain.
I feel like you've made it pretty clear.
I have made it clear. The question is, do I think the jury is going to do what I think?
Yeah.
Or do I think they're going to do what I don't think?
Or do you blindly trust me?
I think, reading the edit, Kenzie has not gotten a winner's edit in the past X amount of weeks. which leads me to believe, I think if you're looking at Charlie's edit versus Kenzie's edit, this is the way I'm going to look at it, because I don't agree with most of the jury's opinions at this point, and I'm either going with my opinion or the edit's opinion. I will not go with the jury's opinion. I refuse. Because then if I'm wrong, I would say, I knew it, I knew it. And then I would also be wrong. Right. So I'm going to go with my read on the edit, which is that Charlie has been coming on strong and Kenzie has been trending in the opposite direction as far as the edit goes. So I'm going to Dunshane Kenzie.
Okay. So just to be clear, the Dunshane is Maria.
Yes.
And you are only Dunshane and Kenzie if Liz goes home next week, but we're not recording next week.
Correct.
So that is the, just to be clear. So for all intents and purposes, you're going into the finale with Kenzie and Charlie, not Unchained.
Yes.
Me, I will likely lose either Maria or Q next week. And even if it's someone else, it's a 1-in-6 shot of being Liz. And right. I think it's less of a chance than that. So I think it's probably my Dunshane to give, and I'll be Dunshaning Liz. Yeah. So
well, it's 50-50. It's either Liz or it isn't.
That's a good point. Yeah. I don't understand probability. So yeah. So yeah, there you have it. I think we really covered it all. Is there anything else that you had?
No. No.
Well, me neither. So I'll say thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you after the finale.